Welcome back to Upstate's HealthLink on air. Linda Cohen along with you. Well, we've heard for some time that eating fruits and vegetables, lean meats, and only monounsaturated fats, otherwise known as the Mediterranean diet, was good for you. But now we have some clear scientific data to support these claims. And with us this morning as part of our ongoing series, Public Health Today, is Dr. Donna Bakke, Associate Professor and Chair of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Upstate Medical University. And she's here to shed a bit more light on these findings and how we can use them to improve our own health. Welcome, Dr. Bakke. Thanks for coming in today.
Great to be here.
So this was a recent study, and it has some very important lessons for us. Tell us about the study first.
Well, I think the important thing with this study, which is unusual with diet studies, is that they were able to randomly assign people to eating diets, which meant that people didn't have any preferences. And they were able to look at those diets and see if it had an impact on heart disease.
And they looked at people, I guess, who were both at high, who were at high cardiovascular risk, but with no actual disease. But how did they determine that they were at high cardiovascular risk?
Well, there are certain risk factors that you can look at, you know, high cholesterol, okay, high blood pressure. It's important to note that the people in this study, all of them were on statins to lower their cholesterol. So this was looking at a group of people who are already on something to lower risk to see if further diet could lower that risk.
And basically they I guess the people that they studied were, it was in Spain, there was a multi-center study, and they had people from between age 55 and 80, I guess?
So the important thing for people to know is that they did multi-center, so you just can't say that people living in one part of a country, maybe there was something unusual about them and they responded to this diet. So they looked at different parts of the country, multi-centers, and so it really lends more credibility to the study.
Because I guess in the past when they would talk about people from the Mediterranean region who also happened to eat the Mediterranean diet, it was hard to really tease out whether it was something about the people in that area versus the fact of what they were eating.
Correct. So the more places you can look at something and see that it has an impact, the better off it is.
So and the other thing that I came across when I was looking at the study that I thought was so interesting is that they really weren't just looking at whether you could lower cholesterol or those kinds of measures, but they really looked at the endpoints, whether somebody ended up with heart disease or a stroke.
And that's important because just because you lower a number, you know, on a blood test does not mean that necessarily that person's going to reduce their risk. So looking at whether or not they actually developed heart disease is more important.
Right. And they had, well, we'll get to what they ate after, but basically why do you see this as so significant? You mentioned earlier that it's rare to find a diet study of this nature. But
well, I think for a long time people have been told that you need to eat a low-fat diet. And we're beginning to see with some other studies, small studies, that it's not necessarily low fat. It's the type of fat or even the type of carbohydrate you're eating. So the fact that the Mediterranean diet, which actually people eat a reasonable amount of fat from healthy fats, what we call healthy fats, so olive oil and nuts, and still can reduce their risk, shows that maybe we're looking at the wrong thing. And in this particular study, they did have people on the low-fat diet, but the people really couldn't stick to that diet very well.
So that's very interesting to me, both those things. One was that these people on this study, but I think through in many circumstances, can't really stay on a low-fat diet, sustain it over time, a true low-fat diet. And the other is that there really hasn't been enough scientific data to show that a low-fat diet alone really does reduce heart disease.
Right. I think there is some scientific data to show it may not. There have been some studies, smaller studies, to show that. So I think the important thing here for people is that, you know, eating a well-rounded diet that contains what the Mediterranean diet had, which is lots of fruits and vegetables, meats and fish, because they eat a lot of fish, and meats that are perhaps low in fat, although I would also say that there's nothing wrong with eating some nice grass-fed red meat. It may not necessarily be there are some studies to show that it's not necessarily the red meat that's the problem. It may be the way we in this country are producing beef. But eating that and, you know, primarily, and then staying away from the sweets, because in the Mediterranean, people don't eat a lot of unnatural sweets, so a lot of processed foods. They're getting their sweetness from fruits.
It's interesting. So basically what I'm hearing is that, and I think a lot of people were so excited about this study, is that you could see a nicely balanced diet with fruits and vegetables, olive oil, and all those things could lower heart disease by as much as 30%. And it wasn't this crazy, extreme kind of, you know, low-fat diet or very high-protein diet or whatever, and they really were getting the results that people would hope for.
Right, and so I think that's important. You know, diet is important. I think we don't know what these people were doing for exercise, but certainly that would be important to do a reasonable amount of exercise also to help lower your risk of heart disease. But clearly, I think the message here is that low fat is not necessarily the way to go, that eating healthy fats as part of a well-balanced diet with lots of fruits and vegetables and meats is really going to help you in the long run.
Let's take a look a little bit more closely at what they did, because I think this is also very interesting. They had two groups assigned to the Mediterranean diet. One was given extra virgin olive oil each week, specifically, and instructed to have 4 tablespoons a day. So that was their fat. The other group, on the same amount of fruits and vegetables and everything, was given a combination of walnuts, almonds, and hazelnuts, and they were told to eat 1 ounce of that mix a day. Excuse me. And then the mainstay of the diet was at least 3 servings of fruits and at least 2 servings of vegetables. Then they were supposed to eat fish 3 times a week, but also legumes, which are peas, beans, lentils, at least 3 times a week. And then white meat versus red. And some were also told they could have a glass of wine with their meals as well. So that's a very well-rounded diet. And seems like most people could really stay on that type of diet.
I think it is something that most people could stay on. It would be somewhat of a change from in this country, because we don't necessarily always use olive oil. We tend to use other oils, corn oil, safflower oil.
Or butter.
So, you know, I think, you know, even changing to what they're recommending in the long run will help reduce people's risk.
So I guess the question is, how can one make that change? I mean, what do you made a very, very good point earlier that American diet is so often steeped in processed food. Would you say that's the biggest change one could make, maybe to introduce more naturally occurring fruits and vegetables rather than a lot of things that are pre-prepared?
It is the biggest first step that you can make, is to try and reduce going out to fast food restaurants, purchasing a lot of processed foods. It doesn't take a lot of time to make simple, high-quality meals at home with fruits and vegetables and meats or fish. So I think that is one of the big things that people could do, is really try and start reducing the amount of processed foods and then changing the types of oil. So cooking with olive oil or putting olive oil on your salad as opposed to corn oil or soybean oil, because that can really help to reduce your risk.
And eating some nuts, but again, not going overboard with huge amounts of nuts, but a nice variety of nuts is obviously very important.
Right, the reason they pick those particular nuts is they're very high in what we call monounsaturated fats, which have been associated with healthy hearts.
Well, this is very good news for us foodies who really like to eat this kind of a diet, but for people who, haven't had the opportunity to explore it, it's also a very doable diet and one that I think most people can undertake, and with the hope of really reducing heart disease in the long run. So once again, thanks so much for coming in. My guest has been Dr. Donna Bakke, Associate Professor and Chair of Public Health and Preventive Medicine. We'll be right back with right after the news with more HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.